You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
We're live.
Hello.
What's the truest thing you've ever read on the internet?
Ooh, this is a wormhole.
Truest? So, like, as a joke, or honestly the truest thing I've ever read on the internet?
Like, ironically or real?
Like something I believed wholeheartedly and then found out later wasn't true?
Yes.
That the guy that sang "Don't Worry, Be Happy" killed himself? He didn't. Yeah, I thought for years, because the internet told me that he did. Then I found out.
Wait, how did the internet tell you?
It was on one of those like little blurb headline thingies, like Bobby singer McFerrin. Of "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Yeah, you Bobby know? McFerrin.
Yeah, sure. That's his name's Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah,
Carlos,
just say
get
it.
It.
Say his name. He killed himself, Lucas.
But he
wait, wait. Now this is what the internet is saying.
He is still alive.
Sounds like you're spreading this rumor.
No, I'm not.
Why do you hate Bobby McFerrin? Why do you hate Bobby McFerrin, Lucas?
Because I whistle his songs too much and it's stuck in my head all the time.
Don't worry.
This feels like a less exciting version of the like Paul McCartney is dead thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's been dead since,
yeah, forever. Yeah.
Since Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Hot take.
No, that's like a website thing I love to go down in like high school, the like wormhole of like all the reasons that fans thought that Paul McCartney was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Avril Lavigne is dead too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a clone.
And
yeah.
There's a
it's
clone.
A body double. Yeah. That new album's pretty cool.
That body double is just lit.
Yeah, like, she's doing great
she's
with
doing
Nicki
great
Minaj.
For herself.
Wait, she's on Nicki,
Nicki Minaj and her have a song called "Dumb Blonde" together. I enjoy it very much. Yeah.
Okay.
I had no idea. I didn't.
Avril and Nicki.
Yeah.
I've never seen it coming.
So, okay. So I read the People article on it, which is not full of lies, all truth. I guess Nicki Minaj, when she was younger, was a huge Avril fan.
Oh.
So when Avril was going to come out with a new album, Nicki Minaj was like, yo. Let me on that.
No, yeah.
Collaborate.
Screw Eminem. Let's get Avril Lavigne in on this.
I would argue that no one loved Avril Lavigne's first album more than my father.
What?
He loved it
that
so
took a turn.
Much. He used to like blare that album from his car, and I was so embarrassed. Oh,
it's so
that's
I think that was like the second CD I ever owned was Skater Boy. First CD being No Strings Attached.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
We are different people. Mine was Razorblade Suitcase by Bush.
Man,
wow.
I had that too. I had a lot of Bush CDs.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what the first one I bought though was, because I feel like people ask that question all the time, like, what's the first CD you bought for yourself? I don't know.
Mine was Whoop, There It Is.
A CD?
That is not, yeah, CD.
Oh,
I got
wow.
I got a CD player, but my parents didn't get me a CD and I didn't have money to buy CDs. So all I had was like, I think like $3. And I got it from a bargain bin. It was a bargain bin single of Whoop, There It Is. It had 7 versions of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the same song.
We literally need 7 versions of Whoop, There It Is.
Including the karaoke version.
Yeah, so you can sing it by yourself.
That was in there.
I hope that one was last, so that by the time you got to it, you're like, I know these words.
You know what's really funny? My first full length, I remember buying, and I remember the moment telling myself, okay, you got to pick a good one because this is going to be your first one.
Uh-oh.
Like your future friends are going to ask
Ooh.
You. I like no joke. And you know what I picked?
What'd you pick?
SWV, Sisters with Voices. Do you guys remember that?
No. Know what that is?
Yeah, okay. So there was a lot of popular R&B female groups at the time. I chose the one that didn't become famous.
Yes. Good job.
But man, if you had, you would have told everybody.
Ground floor.
My first CD, I think, was because I wanted very desperately to be cool, but I was out of touch with music. I bought a Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 6.
Oh, like, oh my gosh.
Volume 6.
For Now That's
yeah.
What I Call Music, Volume 6. But she got me on the counter.
What are they up to now?
Like
680
something.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I also had like my first like cool music that I bought for myself was a tape. It was a cassette tape. and it was No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, good one. Very good.
So I made great album. Myself.
I think the only tape, like cassette, that I ever like wore out from listening to so much was Pokemon the first movie soundtrack.
That was on cassette tape?
Oh, I had it on cassette tape.
How? Yeah. It was like came out in like 99.
Yeah, it came out on Blu-ray.
But I had it on cassette.
How did you have that on cassette?
If I still had it, would it be worth money?
Probably.
But it's worn out.
Are you sure it was?
I'm pretty sure it was worn out.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
My cassette player might have been broken.
Lucas, it's so funny because these are moments where I realize, you know, I'm older than you. Because yeah. my first cassette was MC Hammer, Adam's Family.
Oh, nice.
The soundtrack where he rapped.
Adam's Family.
Bad as they want to be.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
I have never heard of this, but I love it. Yeah.
Family. They even recorded the music video on set, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome. It was a big deal.
That's delightful.
It was a big deal.
You're still so enchanted.
I love it. It's going to be in my head all day.
My first cassette tape was Simpsons Sing the Blues, which I look for all the time on vinyl. They only seem to have like international, like it's only like the one you get in like Venezuela or something like that.
I'm glad that across the board, none of us were cool.
Oh, yeah.
No, like just straight up not. No.
Well, it has been a month since we've played together last. What do you remember?
I think where we started was with Craig and Tuff, right?
Yeah, letting Tuff go.
Oh, yeah. This was a very heavy session last time.
Except for the time when Gentle thought they were the mother of all those spider eggs.
Oh, yeah. That definitely happened as well. They still have two eggs. We opened with Craig in the glade with Tuff. What happened?
Craig made the very difficult decision to get Tuff out of the city. He felt like Tuff wasn't safe there anymore. He snuck Tuff out, but on the way out, he noticed that someone was watching him. Kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Papa Bear mode went on, and he ended up killing this person whose name was Omeg. It's the only thing he got from him.
Killed him good.
He killed him good.
Cold blood, kind of.
It was fight or flight kind of went in for him.
Yep.
He still thinks it was the best decision. Then he did end up getting Tuff out.
Back into the wild.
I remember he covered him up with leaves and branches, right? He covered up the body.
Left the body in the glade.
Was he positive that he was dead?
I would say Craig would probably be like 99% sure.
So that's what happened with Craig. Meanwhile, the rest of the party went to see Alia.
And Gentle sleight of handed two spider eggs away from the rest and then like thought they were their mom or something. And then we all just stopped and talked for a little bit about whether or not I was a spider.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because it was only in your mind. The Tenebris spider eggs. It's one of the qualities they have that if you touch them, you become protective of them.
I just like that Gentle was like, I think I'm freaking out. And everybody else was like, well, you look fine.
How do you feel? Do you feel like a spider? In what way do you feel like a spider? We did. I didn't really take a lot of notes last time, but I did draw a very crude picture of Gentle as a spider.
It's a cat, but it has a million spider eyes.
But it has, so it has.
Oh, and an extra arm.
Five legs, because that's how much they said that they had. But the first attempt, the leg was in the wrong spot and it looked really inappropriate. So I put it on the side.
I also remember Gentle tried to teach Squeege a like cool secret handshake and it ended up turning into ballroom dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I do because I remember thinking that was bizarre and lovely.
I remember Squeege trying to talk to Zipper about how to speak to Alia. I think that Zipper wanted to assert her dominance and like be real tough stuff about it.
When you got to Alia, you entered into her mansion, and inside of this mansion, you found that she was there, but she was surrounded by
a bunch of hunks
who are there just watching, paying attention. She did take the eggs from you, but did say that the favor was not completely returned.
So instead, she said in order to secure the favor, we had to break Gentle's sister out of the Mages Academy.
College of the Four.
Where they were being held by Alia's rival,
Tebronus.
Alia felt that it would be a mutual benefit to both you and her if you were to get your sister out. to this, you tentatively agreed that you would help, but it was clear that things with Alia might be, oh, how shall I put this?
Strained?
And then you left. You went and you ran into Craig on your way because Craig was coming to Alia's to see you. And you decided to stop and get a drink and game plan. Now, bear in mind, it was very early in the morning when you decided to do this. So Craig was the only one really drinking.
Mm-hmm.
He needed it.
You went to the bottomless cup.
Gentle told Zipper some backstory, which I don't think anybody else heard because they were like getting drinks or something.
I remember we were coming up with a plan and we were also trying to figure out why your sister was in that cell in the first place, like whether the college was in on it.
Yeah, because I think it was that Alia sent her to assassinate Tabronis and mm-hmm. she got caught. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what Tabronis's tie with the mage college is.
We're not sure why they have her. Sweege brought up the idea of possibly making a trade, like to Tabronis.
Might have to do a double cross trade.
Yeah, like capture Alia and then give Alia to Tabronis for the sister.
Yeah.
But that's not what... Yeah, ultimately, was
I don't think that's what we landed on.
No. Just, but it was an interesting really cool.
You were quite aggressive, Craig, in saying that you want Alia dead.
Very much so.
Oof, that was some heavy stuff. You decided to go to bed, rest up to replenish yourselves and be ready in the morning, or I guess in the night, because it was already morning and you guys are used to working the night shift, and to go pursue Sweet Seas tomorrow night. You did go and get the day off. You did talk to Keaton, your boss.
Because we're good employees.
Yeah.
It's like the first time Zipper has lied to her boss.
That's right.
Forged documents to get us coverage.
Yeah.
Because it's important that we save Gentle Sister. She's basically Batman, you guys. No big deal.
Yeah. You know all the Batman comics where he has to forge signature
documents
to like get out of work.
When Bruce Wayne has to talk to Batman on the phone in that one scene, in this phone he's Bruce Wayne and in this phone he's Batman. And he's talking to himself while the mayor's on the other end. Just like that.
With that, are we ready to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to open on Gentle as they awake at dusk. Gentle, you are in your home, getting up from your bed. What do you do?
I live in the like attic of one of the, what's the word? Inn. It's not hotel. We don't say hotel. Hotel is not a D&D term. Gentle is a total bro who like sleeps in a hammock. Just so everyone knows that. It seems important.
Are there beanbag chairs in your room?
If they found some that someone was throwing out, they probably took them. There's definitely a bunch of cushions and things. There is not a mattress frame. So they definitely don't have a bed with a bed frame. They can like go down through the inn through like a ladder that leads down, or they just exit through a window or skylight and like climb down the side of the building because that's normal. Their first thing that they would do, they want to stop by to buy potions somewhere.
So Gentle, they hop out of the window, scurry down the street, and go to a local apothecary. It's a small potion shop. It's not very fancy. Think of it as a corner store. It has a few things on the shelves. You see an older gentleman standing behind the counter, looks up at you. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. How are you doing today?
It's been a bit slow, but, you know, things are looking up for old Charlie.
Oh, you've had a busy day?
Yes, I have. Sold several things.
Well, good for you, Charlie. I hope you will sell a couple more to me. Do you have any health potions?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have a minor healing or a greater healing?
I would like perhaps both.
Okay, one minor and one greater?
Yes, why not?
Okay.
He turns around and he's shuffling through the shelves behind him, and he pulls out two potions. One is small. You can tell that must be the minor. And one is quite a little bit bigger. That most likely the greater. And he sets them down in front of you. So it'd be 200 gold.
Gentle, like, leans one elbow on the counter with a smile and is like, don't suppose you would give any kind of discount to the city guard who works to protect?
Oh, roll persuasion.
18.
He smiles and he says, well, I could always use a reoccurring customer.
Oh, I would be happy to buy more things. I'm definitely going to get injured a lot.
Well, as long as you stay alive.
That is the plan.
That's my goal now, is to keep you alive.
You know what, Shirley? That is a good goal.
So I'll sell them both to you for 175.
Oh, you are a darling. Gentle buys it.
You have 175 gold?
Yeah, remember when I stole from that merchant
right.
guy?
Yeah, I'm poor as shit.
Gentle's loaded.
I hope you have a lovely day, or rest of your evening, I suppose. You've already had the day. I'm just keeping up.
It's been a great day. I think I'm going to go home with the wife, make a pot pie.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Actually, does sound really good.
Pot pie.
Well, I hope you have a delightful evening, and I will see you again soon, my friend.
See you soon. And you walk out.
Before meeting up with everybody, Gentle would definitely want to case the Mage College, like see what they can determine from the outside, how many entrances, exits, any weak points, things like that.
I need you to make two rolls for me. First, a stealth, then an investigation.
Stealth is 11. Investigation is nat 20.
So you begin to casually case the College of the Four. This is a very large building, as it must hold a lot of students within it. As you walk around, you see that main entrance. It's a big space with a beautiful walkway leading up. It's where you see students walking in and out on a pretty regular basis. It's later in the day. Night classes might be starting just about now. It looks like there's more people going in than coming out. As you walk around the side, you do see that there are large ornate windows that line both sides of the college. It is a way that you might be able to peek in. The thing is that these windows, they don't open like a traditional window. Think of them as like a cathedral window. They're there as much for decoration as anything else.
There's nothing outside that looks like a cellar door or anything.
You see that once you get to the back. You get to the back of the building and you see that this must be where they make shipments of some kind. Either shipping out some of those magic items you heard about before, or perhaps it's where they get in different sorts of artifacts or things that they would use to make the magic items that, again, is one of the major ways that it seems that the college is making their money. And right now, it's dead. Kind of creepy and quiet. You don't see anybody back there. It's like going behind a jewel, you know, at night.
There's like cardboard boxes and you're like, do I take them? I need to move.
A lot of this food is still good.
Kind of true, though. It's
weird. It's very true.
There's like a pile of lettuce back there sometimes.
Yeah.
Not the college. I'm stuck on jewel.
If I go around to the front, is anyone at the front desk? Is it our friend Leo?
Yeah, you see Leo slowly shuffling some papers.
Oh, I'm going to go in and talk to Leo. Hello, Leo. Don't know if you remember meeting me the other day.
Oh, no. You again.
Oh, don't be like that, Leo.
Oh.
We had a lovely conversation.
Where's your obnoxious friend?
Not with me today. It is just me.
Thank God.
I actually came because I have a present for, I guess, more Athar than you. Do you study magic, Leo?
I dabble.
Oh, very exciting. Well, recently when we were doing city guard work, we came across a shipment of goods that we kind of intercepted. I thought perhaps that you all would be able to use this for, using it for materials for magic things. And Gentle pulls out the two spider eggs in the little like cloth that they have wrapped up and like hands them over. These are from Tenebris spiders.
You see Leo's eyes ever so slowly widen. He extends his claw.
Gentle hands it over. I deeply appreciate the help that you and Arthur gave us in finding our friend the other day, and I wanted to give you something.
These are quite dangerous.
Well, then it's better for you to have them than me, since I know nothing about them.
Hopefully they don't hatch on my way to Athar.
No, it's just because it's going to take him 2 years to get them.
No, starts walking.
Well, that was all I wanted. Have a good night, Leo.
Thank you, Gentle.
It upsets me that he's supposed to be a Ninja Turtle.
He's just named after one. He's a turtle.
He's a turtle.
Ninja Turtle.
Wasn't that old turtle in Kung Fu Panda like really fast though?
I promise you I've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
I don't know.
I've seen Kung Fu Panda, but I don't remember it.
Lucas, if Lucas was standing, he'd take a step back after that. How fast that came.
That's just not a movie I've seen. I don't get that reference. I started to leave the college, and then I saw Leo was leaving his post. So I maybe lingered by the door to see, is he just leaving it unwatched?
He walks in.
Okay, I'm probably going to check around his desk now. Have the opportunity to, and I'm a cat.
Roll investigation.
10.
You see a half-eaten sandwich that you swear is the same sandwich that was there last time.
It's one bite extra.
One more bite has been taken out of it.
Oh, Leo.
And other various knickknacks on his desk.
Are any of the knickknacks pretty?
Of course, yes.
Cool. I'm going to swipe one.
You swipe an emerald turtle off of his desk.
Yeah, that's mine now. Can you enter through the doors of the college without them being open?
You would need a pass to get past him normally, and there are doors that you could try to get through if the security hasn't been tripped, which it hasn't been for any reason. Leo is still making his way to that door in the back, and if you recall, you went through that door, you went through a long hallway, and that's when you got to Athar's office.
Gentle has a moment where they're like looking after Leo, and they're thinking about it, because their instinct is, oh, I have an opportunity here to do a thing. And then they have to go, no, I'm working with people now who would be mad at me if I went off by myself without communicating. I guess I won't do that thing. And they're just like, I don't know. Okay, fine. And now they leave the college.
And you leave the college before and return to the predetermined meeting place you all
Yeah, did we
about.
Have one?
I don't know if we actually talked about one, but you would have. So where is that meeting place?
Which I'm just going to assume is probably the bottomless cup.
I think Craig would have already had a couple drinks. Like, he would have taken his rest and then gone straight back to the bar.
Gentle, as you walk into the bottomless cup, you see Craig is already sitting there sipping a drink. Did you get the big cup?
No, he's not made of money.
So you are sitting there sipping on an ale, and you see Gentle walk into the door.
Oh, good morning or good evening. What, I don't know what we're calling it, I guess.
It is the time of day.
It is day. It's time.
Hello, Craig.
Hello.
How was your sleep?
It was good. How about yours?
Fitful.
Oh, fitful, is that, I don't know what that means.
It is what it is. It was not the most restful sleep I've had. Perhaps not super easy to sleep right now.
I didn't sleep very well at all, actually. It was very, much more lonely than it usually is.
Without your bear, I'm sorry.
It's much colder. He was the main source of heat.
That would make sense.
I don't give off much heat. Just, you know, mostly stone.
Perhaps you will be able to befriend some other forest creatures to cuddle with.
I'm sure I will. Birds are too small. Maybe a squirrel. Rabbits, maybe. They're fast, though. I probably couldn't catch one.
I'm just imagining, like, the beginning of Enchanted when she's, like, surrounded by all of the animals. Like, just Disney Princess Craig with them, like, getting him
That's
his
Craig's
outfits.
Dream.
Yeah, seriously. Someday. I mean, whose dream is it not? It's my dream. I want animals to bring me outfits in the morning.
Squeege has slipped in from the back. He's going to a booth. He's kind of set up for sneaking around. He looks a little bit like Rufio.
yeah.
You know, the stealthy one.
How many feathers do you have in your hair?
He just has like the eye makeup and like...
Does he have a mohawk?
Like, yeah, he has his mohawk up. He also has his mace, which he hasn't been carrying around like at all. So he's like ready to go now. He barely got any sleep. He puts on a facade like he doesn't care. But, like, he was raised a cleric. It's, like, built into him to be prepared, to be helpful. He can't be cool about it at all. so he's, like, overly prepared. And I want to roll to see if he gets, you guys even notice him in there.
Roll stealth.
Ooh, 11.
They see you slink into a booth.
They don't even see.
But we like hear him say that to himself.
it's the booth right next to theirs.
Look at those dummies. They're lucky they got me over here on that team. Look at this guy. It's made of clay.
It's rock. I'm made of rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And he like grows up to him.
You look different. Well, did you get a haircut?
No, I just did. I got some pomade. I got different products. Well,
what's that under your eyes?
Are you wearing makeup today?
No, I'm wearing makeup. I'm sleepy. I'm just real sleepy.
Oh, dark circles. I've heard of those. I can't get them.
You can't get them?
No, because I'm made of rock.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's really not. It's makeup.
Oh. Well, I mean, you look like you're ready to do something.
Yeah. I'm like ready to kick ass. Are you guys ready to go? I'm a little anxious right now.
It cuts to Zipper in her apartment. She's in her little, very small studio full of plants, by the way, plants and crystals hanging down from like by her window. And she sleeps in this like nest type situation. And she like peeks out of her clothes nest and she realizes what time it is. And she freaks out, throws on her her outfit of the day, throws up her Murphy bed, and just runs, like sprints.
Her apartment sounds very Pinterest. I'm also hoping, like an anime, she has a piece of bread in her mouth.
Yeah, she's like she's eating running. Breakfast.
She's like, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for understanding me.
And you make your way towards the bottomless cup.
She bursts through the door because she's going so fast. And she goes, hey, guys. Oh, hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm Abad. Time.
Have you finished the bread in your mouth yet?
It's like hanging.
Oh, do you have any more?
Yes, I do. And she's
famished.
Going through her coat. It's like a half loaf of bread. Just plain bread, though.
Oh, that's really good.
Do you want some?
Yes, Tuft is the cook in the house. So now that he's gone.
What have you been eating?
I haven't eaten anything since he left.
You could come over to my studio. I could feed you food. I have bread and potatoes.
Those are two of my favorite foods. And he's just going to start munching on the half loaf of bread.
Well, since we are all met, I went by the college to see what was up. It doesn't look like there's many people here since it is turning into nighttime. There weren't anyone out back, and our friend Leo is out at the counter, but I sent him off to do a task, so who knows how long it'll take him to get back there.
You said out back. Is there, like, what do you mean? I haven't been
yes.
around the college.
Oh, behind the building, there is a, like, cellar entrance area.
Ooh.
I think she said that she was being kept in some kind of dungeon-y aspect. Or
from my experience with dungeons, which is none.
Gee, I was going to ask.
I would assume that they're below ground, right?
Yes, that is my assumption as well.
Unless it's an attic dungeon.
That would be smart.
That's true.
That upside would be, down dungeon.
Keep people off on the guard. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm a student there, so maybe we could just go and just hang out and be like, hey guys, I go here. And they'll just let us through.
I don't know if that works for all of us. It works for you.
That would be best case.
Yeah, that would definitely be best case. Although, I think in a prisoner situation, hey guys, I go here, isn't going to get us through.
No?
I'm also not sure if Tiburonis works with the college or...
That's true.
You remember that story you told me, Zipper, about that one guy, he was called Murray Totter.
Murray Totter, yes, I love the stories.
And he was at a school, but there were certain places that he wasn't allowed to go in the school, right?
They were forbidden?
Yeah, forbidden areas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's kind of what this is like. Like, you couldn't go everywhere you wanted
to.
So wait,
if we were Murray Totter characters, what character am I?
Oh, you're Bermione.
Bermione,
Oh, someone say I'm Scrape. Someone say
I would
Scrape.
I feel like he's Mako.
Mako Delphoy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You're definitely Mako.
Yeah, Mako.
You have the hair.
Yeah.
And you're kind of cranky.
And you have that stuff under your eyes.
Does he wear
Mako
those?
Mako wore lots of that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I believe that Mako Delphoy definitely wore makeup.
Maybe in the portraits. Maybe. The moving portraits.
Yeah.
We can try the front first, and I can also try to break into the back. Perhaps we can come through two different angles.
Okay, let's go.
Well, should we try to go in first, and then if that doesn't work, we can all go through? Because if...
But right, we'll go through the front first, and I can break in for us if it doesn't work.
Perfect.
We'll just use our smooth speech skills.
I will say nothing.
And break.
Okay, so you have decided to go to the College of the Four and walk through the main entrance. We cut to you walking up the grand staircase that leads inside of the building. You open those large doors that lead into the college.
As we walk in, Gentle is like, it is not romantic that he still loved her all of that time. He did try to kill her son and her husband.
But the drama of it all.
No, it's creepy.
He had a good heart.
Always it freaks me out. I
think Pon Sneasley's underrated, honestly.
You're such a pod.
I would be Pon.
You would be Creville...
Creville Dongbottom?
Shut up.
You hear from the side,
but Dongbottom saved everybody.
And it's just a student walking by.
I thought it was lyrics or something. I was like, hey, buddy.
What a nerd.
What a nerd.
Wait, now I want to know, which one am I?
The one with the purple... The purple hair.
Ponks.
Yeah, definitely Ponks.
I love that we're spending a lot of time.
I'm probably closer to a Pumbaa Dove Good myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah,
Luna's definitely my favorite character. Out of game. I love Luna.
Back in the game.
As you walk into the college, you look forward and you see Leo getting to his desk and just starting to sit down.
Oh, hello again, Leo.
You're back already?
I know, my friends wanted to come. My friend Zipper here, she's the one we were saving.
Hi.
Oh, you're a student.
I go here.
And she's holding her badge. That's how he knows. Super close to her face.
His head slowly turns to Craig.
Oh, no.
What happened?
You are not welcome here.
Is it because of the sandwich?
You smashed everything.
Yeah, it's probably the smashing.
What about my sandwich?
Nothing. I'll wait outside.
To be honest, when he said your obnoxious friend, Gentle didn't know which one he was talking about.
And Craig will go wait outside. He doesn't want to make the situation any worse.
What can I do ya for?
I missed student orientation, so I was wondering if I could speak to someone to get a tour of the school so you can show me around, or somebody else who is quicker, because I'm very, very fast.
I can show you around.
Yeah?
Let me see if I can get some coverage.
Are you okay? You're just like staring. You're just staring at the ground right now. Do you need some help?
No.
Oh, I thought we were frozen in fucking time.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
He's buffering. Leave him alone.
That's very rude.
I wasn't trying to be rude. I'm just trying to speak the truth. Speak my truth.
My truth is you.
Oh my god.
Too fast. Chill out.
I mean, he is kind of high strung a little bit.
Wait, I'm not high strung.
That's a little true.
We all die eventually.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Why race to it?
Racing to death.
It's very deep, Leo. You said you were going to see if you could find coverage?
Oh, forgetful Leo. Of course.
See him stand up and he turns his head. Can I get...
He's just going to yell it. Lord. Oh,
do you want me to get some help for you? I can get some help for you. Yeah, I can get some help for you if you... Okay.
Hold on. It takes a minute.
Are they slow too?
Hey.
Hey.
I was just asking.
We're normal. You're fast.
Okay, maybe I'm fast. Okay, I like that.
Leo sits down.
So, what's your favorite part of the college? Leo.
My desk.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm missing my emerald tortoise.
Do you think someone took it?
Who would do?
Oh my god, this guy's in slow motion. Squeege is so anxious, this is like killing him, and he just storms off to find Craig outside.
Craig's playing with some rocks.
Craig, that guy is in slow motion.
How was the tour?
We didn't do no... Craig, we're not really doing a tour, okay?
Oh, I've been out here, I feel like, forever.
We're going to the back. And I just, like, grab Craig and I start heading around to the back.
We cut back inside. Donnie's coming. I can hear him.
Is Donnie going to give us a tour?
No.
You are?
It will be my pleasure.
Leo.
Yes?
I know I just met you, but I'm really concerned about your turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it will turn up.
No, I'm going to find it for you, okay?
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just going to look around here and see if maybe I could go find it.
Oh, perhaps you dropped it somewhere.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you can retrace your steps.
Yes. You did get up earlier. Maybe you accidentally put it in your pocket.
That's weird. But maybe old forgetful Leo.
Leo, earlier, did you take that present I gave you to Ether?
I did.
Oh, is he here? I would love to say hello.
Yes.
You don't mind me join in on this little tour?
At that moment, you do see the doors behind him open and another Tortle walking out.
God damn it.
You see them both wave at each other.
Hi, Leo. Hi, Donnie.
I fucking hate this.
Donnie walks slowly up to the table. Enjoy the tour. And Donnie sits down. Leo says, follow me to Athar. It's walking.
Great. Thank you.
As you're following him, we cut to Squeege and Crag in the back. You see this deserted, creepy alleyway that's behind the building. I would assume since Gentle described it to you, you'd be able to find that back entrance pretty easily as well. It's not garish or loud. It's just a subtle two doors that you can tell are used for loading and offloading stuff. And they're closed right now.
I want to be walking up there with Crag. Crag, that guy, I'm sorry, but that guy was just so slow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I couldn't be there forever, you know
I
what I mean?
I was going to eat his sandwich.
Again with the sandwich?
Yeah, I'm very hungry. I just told you.
Okay. We should. I'm just anxious. I just want to get in there and get out.
No, let's. I'm down to do that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing slang again. I thought you were going to talk slang.
What? When did I talk slang to you? I don't know enough words to know any slang.
Okay. Hey, can you open that door?
I'll try.
It's locked.
It's locked. I could smash it open. That's really the only thing that I know how to do. I know that Gentle could probably get in without breaking the door.
Yeah, Gentle definitely could get in without breaking the door.
But I could also make us really sneaky.
How can you make us sneaky?
I can make us kind of blend in with the shadows.
Okay.
And then I don't think that would help if I smash the door, though. But then we could smash the door. They wouldn't know who did it.
Because we're in the shadows.
Right.
We're in the shadows.
That makes sense.
Greg, that you are a genius. Why don't you lead the group?
What
more
if I
often?
Sneeze really loud when I hit it?
Oh.
So it sounds like I sneezed.
Yeah, but you have to time it perfectly. Because one time I was in school and I wanted to open up a bottle. This is actually a true story. And I went to open up a can of soda in like English class in high school. And I went, ha-chook. I totally timed it wrong.
Should maybe you sneeze and I smash?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
The old sneeze and smash.
So he's going to like waft dust and stuff.
Wait, don't sneeze yet.
Yeah, I can control it. I can build it up.
I need you to roll a constitution save to see how well you can control this sneeze.
Nat 20.
Oh,
that's sneeze the is gonna best be perfect. Sneeze of your life.
Pass Without a Trace is cast. I need you to roll a strength to see if you can break through this door.
12.
Yeah, and with the 12, it's just enough. You do make a big windup because you're going to show off a little bit.
Okay.
You pull back.
Okay.
Swings his maul forward.
Yeah.
Just as it hits the door. And the door cracks just a little bit and swings open.
It was a squeaky crack. That's what it was. That's why it was so perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
The good old sneeze and smash. Or smash and sneeze?
Smash and sneeze.
Or
yeah,
sneeze
yeah.
and smash.
Either or.
I don't know. We'll
figure
SNS. It out.
Let's do it. Now into the shadows.
And we cut back to Gentle and Zipper on their tour.
So we're about 3 inches forward.
This is the hallway.
Oh, wow.
So I know that we have reasons to be here, very important reasons, but Zipper is actually kind of amazed by this college. He had been looking at it from afar, like as an outsider, watching all the humans or whoever just cast spells. And that's how she learned how to do all of her warlock spell casting. So she's really taking it in.
And you see that hallway you were walking down before, and this is your first time here, Zipper. It's surprisingly messy and unorganized with books scattered about, pieces of paper laying on the ground. As you continue to walk behind Leo, you hear the familiar voice of Athar. Is that? I never forget a face. Josh? No. Jerry? No.
So close. Very close.
Gentle!
Nailed it.
Yes. Hello. Oh, and you must be Zipper.
Hi.
Our friend Zipper that you helped us save.
I remember we squirrired her.
We sure did.
That's how it's pronounced in this universe now.
It sure is.
No one corrects this guy ever. He's so privileged.
Oh, gosh.
How is it going out there? Did you get my gift from Leo?
Oh, those Tenebra spider eggs? Yes, I do. I have them actually contained in my office. Do you want to see?
Oh, sure.
Well, follow me. Leo, you can go back to your post. Oh, darn.
Bye, Leo.
Goodbye, Leo.
Slowly turns around.
I'll keep an eye out for your sake.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And he continues walking.
Athar says, to my office. So what do I owe the pleasure?
Zipper here is a student of the college, so she wanted to be able to see the building. And I'm always curious, so I wanted to see the layout as well.
Great, great.
Is there a desk I could stand on to get a new perspective?
She likes to stand on things.
Should I call you Captain, oh Captain?
Call me Athar.
Okay, all right.
Or Mr. Athar.
Mr. Athar.
You prefer formalities.
Athar, do you teach students here?
I used to do it a lot more, but recently I'm a little preoccupied.
With anything in particular?
The school's not in the best shape right now, so it's difficult to figure out how to make ends meet in this sort of climate.
What do you mean? Is there something wrong with the school? Are you guys going to shut down?
Oh, it's nothing for a student to worry about. Let me show you the Tenebris eggs. And you are now into his office. And his office, again, it's messy. It's filled with things. There's books piled everywhere. There's that large mirror on the wall that was there before. But you see a small cage, and in it are sitting the two eggs.
Much like Zipper is like, I know I have to focus. Gentle sees all the things in this office and thinks for a moment like, I could take all of these things. No, focus. We're here for a purpose.
Yes.
Athar, you said the college is having trouble finding funding, perhaps?
I don't know why I'm telling you this.
I have a very trustworthy face.
Yeah, and can I roll to make him want to tell me, like trustworthiness?
Yeah, persuasion.
Can I assist? Because that's also a thing I wanted to do.
Yeah, so you get advantage.
I rolled 2 5s.
Oh, no.
One of them bounced off the thing.
One of them did bounce off
the
thing.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, it made a sound.
It made a sound, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it made a really loud sound effect, so I think that cancels it out.
But it's an 8.
An 8.
Side note, we need to have Alex DM. I'm really I'm really wondering what like some Alex rules are. That made a sound. Sweetie, do it over.
I'd be like, I don't like the way that the layout of the dice on the table. That doesn't seem good.
What die did you use? Yeah, you take 15 points of damage.
Oh, blue that was dice. Sassy. Ooh. +3. Yeah.
Just like, yellow, are you sure you want to roll a yellow dice?
This is a joke, but also for real. This is basically what it would be.
I'll just say we've made some mistakes. A couple of poor investments.
Do any of your mistakes start with a T and end with a Ibronis?
You see the color leave his face. It's down suddenly.
That is what I thought.
It's okay.
How do you know of that name?
We've run into some trouble, too.
What kind of trouble?
Zipper looks at Gentle because Zipper desperately wants to spill all the beans.
And Gentle considers it for a moment, slowly goes, he perhaps has taken someone I care about. And maybe it's perhaps in this building.
Athar lets out a tremendous sigh.
How about a drink? Let's have this conversation over a drink.
Okay. Just so you know, I'm not a student right now. Just think of me like as a cool peer. As a cool peer having a drink with. Not a big deal.
Suddenly Zipper is Amy Poehler from Mean Girls.
Athar stands up and he walks over to a pile of stuff that he's got on the side of the room. He looks like he's just going through clutter. And he pulls out a wine bottle. He takes that wine bottle and he sets it down in the center of the desk.
a glass for both of you?
Yeah.
Does it have a cork?
Yeah.
Gentle flicks out a claw and like sticks the claw in the cork and rips it out.
Roll deck.
Okay.
Roll deck.
The bottle.
Shatters like everyone's dreams.
Modified 20.
Describe it again.
Gentle puts one hand on the bottle to brace it and then like shink, flicks out one of their claws, sticks the tip of their claw into the cork and boom, takes out the cork with their claw.
And as soon as the cork comes out, you feel this intense sucking sensation. Like your whole body is being pulled into the wine bottle.
Oh, I'm putting the cork back in immediately.
Under his breath, you hear Athar say,
I'm so sorry to do this.
I need you to make a strength saving
throw. Oh my god!
You need to make one as well.
Son of a bitch.
That's so good, dude. I love it.
Oh no, I have a negative 2 modifier.
Yeah, I'm using a luck point. 15.
A 3.
Gentle, you are able to take a couple of steps back and resist the feeling of being pulled into the wine bottle. But Zipper, you are caught completely off guard. Suddenly, your feet leave the ground. Are you flying?
Yes. I've been waiting for this day.
And as soon as you get filled with this excitement, you suddenly find yourself sucked into the wine bottle. Are you small? Is the wine bottle big?
Oh, no.
Is this wine that's up to your ankles?
Okay.
Let's cut back to the two in the back.
Squeege and Craig.
Squeege and Craig.
Yeah, yeah, Squeege
we
and Craig.
So
yeah.
Sneaky.
We are so
Squeege and
amazingly
Craig.
Sneaky. I like it. I like it. You think we should go in?
Just getting hype outside the door.
No, I imagine we're walking. We're walking.
Yeah, well, can
the
we
door.
See what it looks like down? This, I'm assuming there's stairs leading down, or is it like...
It's just a hallway is what you see right now. Let's say it's slanted. There's 10 steps and then a long passage that it's kind of hard to see what's in there. It looks pretty empty.
Both and I, him and I have dark vision. Yeah. Is it a room? Or...
It's a hallway.
And we don't see anybody.
Roll investigation.
11.
Natural 20.
It is filled with dust down there. As you look around, you do see footprints on the ground, as well as some tire tracks, like stuff has been pulled through very recently. But other than that, it looks like your normal hallway. There's nothing of note here. There's no sort of decoration or anything either. It's very utilitarian.
You want to sneak and go forward?
Yeah, we gotta sneak.
We're very sneaky right now.
I mean, yeah, we're probably the best sneakers of all time.
Roll stealth.
23.
33.
33? Wow, that's ridiculous.
Disappear from the game.
You're gone.
Yo, Craig, where'd you go?
I'm right here.
And you continue forward down the hall. As you get towards the end of the hall, you see another 3 steps up to a little landing. And at the top of the landing, you see 2 sets of doors. You see one on the left side and one on the right.
Do we want to sneeze and smash again? Or do we want to just see if either of them are open? Or put our ears to it? See what we can hear?
I want to look to see which door has the most traffic by it, whether it's like footprints near it or the knob on it has been like worn down more. I want to see which one has the most traffic.
Roll investigation.
14.
The door on the right, you see that it is very clearly more worn than the door on the left.
Do we want to go down the one that's been used more or the one that's been used less?
I would think the one that's used less is what I'm thinking. Because
we're looking for a dungeon again, right?
Yeah. Craig, we're looking for a dungeon. What did you think we were doing?
I don't know. You grab me and I'm just along for the ride at this point.
Okay. I mean, sometimes you say things that, like, I had full confidence until you said that. But what I'm thinking is, if everyone knew where this prisoner was, like, that wouldn't be a very good secret, right?
Right.
So they're probably being kept somewhere that isn't that, like, that not too many people know about. And
yeah,
probably...
Gentle said this was, like, a loading thing, so maybe the way with more people is, like, where they take all the stuff,
yeah.
And then the dungeon's the other way.
Yeah, I want to go open the door. The other door.
The other door?
The left door, yeah.
You grab the handle, and it's...
Sneeze and smash?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to sneeze this one?
And you want to smash?
Well, don't say it like that.
I think you could probably smash great.
What do you mean probably smash? I'm a good smasher.
You're with that new look.
You know what? I'm going to do the sneezing this time. We're going to save smashing for next time.
Wait, so you're just going to sneeze? How is that going to open the door?
No. You're going to smash. Craig, are you not? You're going to smash. I'm going to sneeze.
So keep it the way it was.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Except for this door. They're going to have to fix the door.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Sneeze and smash.
All right.
Roll I love sneeze, this roll buddy cop movie.
Nat 20.
Are you kidding?
Oh, that's two nat 20s
on
sneezes.
You're so good at sneezing. You are a sneeze master.
My strength was just a 6, though.
Oh, no.
You were too impressed by his sneeze.
Yes. Well, let's role play this. No, you bounce right off the door.
All right. He's going to sneeze, and Craig is going to kind of just be like, wow, did he actually sneeze? Like, he thought it was fake, but then he kind of looks over, and he kind of hits the wall instead and misses the door a little bit.
Hey, what's the deal? Wait, what's up with the door?
I'm sorry. I missed.
You didn't smash?
Yeah, it's dark in here. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I can
do it again, though.
I'm going to try to smash the door.
Yeah, go for it.
You sneeze.
All right, I'll sneeze.
I smash. We're doing, what was it called before?
It's the sneeze and smash. Now we're doing the smash and sneeze.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
16 for my con save.
14.
All right, it's successful.
Watch and learn here. And he goes, punches the knob, so it goes in.
And Craig sneezes.
That's what it would sound like. if it was punched through.
The door swings open.
Craig, I think we actually have a new career here.
As you look forward, you see a descending staircase. Looks like it goes into a deep, dark dungeon.
Hey, we found that.
Found what?
The dungeon.
Oh, is that what we're looking for?
Wait.
Yeah, wait, that's what it feels like, Craig. That's what it feels like when people forget what the plan is.
Oh.
And we cut back to Athar's office.
I also, before we cut back, I just love the visual of 6'5" Craig, and I don't know how tall. I feel like you're like
he's
three something.
Yeah.
I just love the buddy cop dynamic.
We cut back and we see Athar and Gentle face to face. I think we should roll initiative, just
okay.
The two of us. Natural 20.
Oh, jeez. 15. So I have the bottle.
You both have a hand on the bottle. He did not let go of that bottle.
Okay, cool.
That's a great place to start. So he's got a hand on a bottle. You've got a hand on the bottle. He sticks his hand forward, grabs you by the chest, and casts Shocking Grasp.
Shit.
What is your AC?
16.
He hits.
Shit.
12 damage. So you are shocked for 12 damage.
I have uncanny dodge.
So you take 6 damage, and your hand is still on the bottle. It wasn't powerful enough to knock you off, but you suddenly feel this electricity go through your body. And he says, Gentle, you don't want to hurt me.
Is the bottle still doing its thing?
There is a sucking that you feel, that you don't have to make a save right now.
Okay, I want to try and point the bottle at him.
Ooh, cool. This is grapple.
Lucas and I looked at each other. We were like, ooh. All we're doing is sneezing. We're just in a basement sneezing.
13.
10. You are able to turn the bottle around, and now it's facing him.
I'm trying to, like, get it close enough to him that it sucks him in.
Do you like evens or odds? We're going to get 50-50 if this thing is
odds.
Suck him in. Odds. All right, so if I roll an odd, it's going to try to suck him in. He's got to make it safe.
Okay.
Odd. Yeah, okay. So now he's got to make a spell save DC. This is very funny. Yeah. You turn it back towards him, and he's pulling on it as hard as, pulling away from the bottle as hard as he can, but the force is strong. It pulls on his arm, and it pulls his left arm right into the bottle, and now it's stuck in there, and now it's his turn.
Oh my God.
I feel like Zipper is just like...
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.